I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to study the use of digital technology to help patients with their respiratory fitness and also self-management of COPD. Dr. Sarah Miller is here to talk about this research and some of the day-to-day challenges of COPD. Dr. Miller is a respiratory physiologist and nurse scientist in the College of Nursing at MUSC, and she is the lead researcher on a study related to COPD. Dr. Miller, tell us briefly about COPD.
COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it is a group of long-term lung diseases that can cause obstructed airflow from the lungs, which makes it hard to breathe. So when the lungs become damaged or inflamed, this can make it difficult to get air out, and some air can remain trapped when you exhale or breathe out. People who have smoked are at risk, but so are people who have genetic risk factors or who have been exposed to air pollution or worked with irritating chemicals or fumes or dust.
And how common is COPD both in the United States and also in South Carolina?
Many people actually don't realize that they have COPD until later in the disease, but it is a really common condition with over 16 million people in the United States and a little over 8% of adults in South Carolina living with COPD.
Well, tell us about this research project. I understand you are using digital technology as a tool to help patients manage this condition.
I have a really wonderful research team made up of nurse scientists and mHealth experts and pulmonary clinicians, and we've worked together over the past few years to develop and test a self-management intervention called RespFit, which stands for respiratory fitness. It can be really scary to not be able to breathe, so we really want to give patients the tools to manage their disease on their own as much as possible and be able to participate in those life events and activities that bring them joy.
Tell us about the app that your team has developed and how patients are actually using this to help manage COPD.
Our goal is to help patients learn to manage their disease and strengthen their respiratory muscles to make it a little bit easier to breathe. And of course, exercise is a really important part of any healthy lifestyle, but it's really important in COPD management, which includes exercising those respiratory muscles. And we use a device called a respiratory muscle strength trainer that targets those muscles and strengthens them, just like the traditional weight training or strength training that you might do at the gym. So our participants work out several times a week to build their respiratory muscle strength and airway health. And then we have a digital health component to help support this respiratory fitness and their COPD management.
I understand you've concluded the first part of this study. What's been learned so far and where is the study headed next?
Well, we've learned that our intervention is acceptable and feasible, and our participants really enjoyed the strength training and they felt better and they felt stronger. So our next step is to conduct a large-scale clinical trial with a lot more participants, and we're adding in some remote spirometry so people can view their lung function in real time. So of course, this doesn't replace their clinical care, but we think of this as more of a partner to their clinical care plan. And COPD is a lifelong disease, but there are treatments that can help ease symptoms and make it more manageable, and we hope that this can be a helpful part of that.
Dr. Miller, thanks for providing this information about your research on COPD.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.